bishop in Melchizedek. But if someone would say, as the behemoth zoo, that somebody will be Magdish, Rahalam into Hegdish, Papa says he cannot be Chizah. He cannot be Chizah. So the Ran is the Kashi, Dach of Tesla, Hore Shami, the Amirosin, the Gobi, it was Levit on it. That's the fifth line from the end of the Omni. Dach of Tesla, Hore Shami, the Amirosin, the Gobi, it was Levit on it. He'll have few man Roma, Hosu Kizeres, Hamikadishi Shalachalam Yeh, so she can be Kizeres, and that's the way he passed him. Hore Lim Motsot of it. Because him's Roslev. Vim Tema, Viteve Name Kimisire, Akata Amai Motor Hodabay, Kivido Hail Hedish Aslation Yay, the Nayda Muna Mixu Veselim Komitzi, Mishir Porozu, will it take the Hatsuri Lahaslation Yay, the Kaime Baga, Lukono, Uvimed is Bahatsi Lukono, Haim Dafki Mishu Hosabi Bintai, Abu Hosabi Vada Filmed is Bahatsire, Motor Medabay, Kim Dulikanya Lahalam Yay, Mugabay and Name Nayda Kimisire, Kim the Hashle Hail, Amai Motor Medabay, or I Kim's Ros. But it's not better than Misir Ledi. Now suppose someone will turn over the behemoth to the Likeach, and what he'll say, Lachal Amidei. So until Amidei, even though it's in the Chotzer of the Likeach, he's still getting Mechizeh. So how is it that by Hedna she couldn't Mechizeh, even though we explicitly said, Lachal Amidei. The Yeish Leima, the Chi Amidon Kipsikosi Lehedi, between the Mame Shal Hegdesh Koma, Shal Hedit Koma. וכמדומה מעכשיו ולאח השלם שלישים יהיה דומה. כלואי מעבו ליבות זה הולו. והיינו במחד שנחשתי, ומקור נעמה בסביר ונדם מאוד רבי כמסור עושה להדיר. לשמוע אחרי מחשינם פשיטה, כמו שסבתו מיילו, אלו מקור לה בסביר ונדה עטיפת ואמיר לגבי מסיר להדיר. אבל מסכולה מחד שנדמיר לגבי אפילו בלוי מעכשיו, מהניה כמסיר הגמור להדיר. דהיינו מעכשיו. ומקוש מיינון, ואם ירצה לזו לזדוקו, לאח השלישים יאים, ולמוד זה הוד הבא, תאמיר לי גוביה כמסיר הגמור על ההדדו. So, he says, on what basis? בחיזיה, on the basis of מיח שוב לחלם. Now, you see, there are three situations. There is one situation when one says, משיח פה זו ולא תקנה לחלם. So then, he can be חיזיה. He can be חיזיה until לחלם. Can be chayza until Amit. Then there is, then there is another situation where he says, Mishaykh porozu v'tikne ma'achsha. So then it's not chayach, it becomes the likeach's moment. And then there is a third situation, Mishaykh porozu v'tikne elo mi'achsha v'lachalamit. When it's a, the kinyan, the chaleisa kinyan continues less, for 30 days, it begins to take effect right now, and it completes, it's consummated, the kinyan is consummated at the end of 30 days. So then, he is kene, and he's not kene. So the aloche is, so really cannot be chesia. So he says, because of the aloche, of amirosi ligobeya, kipsirosi lehedi dome, so when someone says, selazu behegdesh, lachalamed, so it's like a kinyan miachshav lachalamed. So chayzeh, he cannot be. But the kinyan is not nidmer until lachalamed. Until lachalamed. Now the halachi lachashreshim yeis, remot zehodaveh, da'amir eligoveya kimsir egmur elehedit. So he says, on what basis can it be chayzeh? On the basis of miachshav lachalamed. Now you see, there are three situations. There is one situation when one says, Mishaykh porozu velitikne lachalamit. So then he can be chayzeh. He can be chayzeh until Amit. He can be chayzeh until Amit. Then there is, then there is another situation where he says, Mishaykh porozu velitikne ma'achsha. So then it's not chayach, it becomes the likeach's moment. And then there is a third situation. Mishaykh porozu velitikne elo mi'achshav lachalamet. When it's a, the kinyan, the chaleisa kinyan continues less for 30 days. It begins to take effect right now and it completes, it's consummated. The kinyan is consummated at the end of 30 days. So then he is kene and he is not kene. So the aloche is, so mele kar bechese. So he says, because of the aloche of Amirosin Gobeya, Kipsirosin Hedidome, So when someone says, Selazubehekdesh lachalamed, so it's like a kinyan yachshav lachalamed. So chemze, he cannot be. But the kinyan is not nidmer until lachalamed. Until lachalamed. Now the halacha is, the Gemara in Yedushin says, Rabbi Yechon says, in Yedushin, that if Ruben says to Elisha, hareyak nikudeshesli, miyachshav lachalamed, and then Shimon will be mikadosh the same woman, she'll be mikudeshes to Shimon too. Because she's not completely mikudeshes until the expiration of the 30 days, so she's not completely mikudeshes to Ruben. If, let's say, Ruben says to Elisha, hareyak mikudeshes li lachalamed, then Shimon is mikadosh her, so she becomes completely mikudeshes to Shimon. And not to Ruben. But if Ruben said, hareyak mikudeshes li, and then so Shimon can be mikdash. It's chag the livne. The Gemara says why? Because the chalis is not nigma. So the Ram says in so many words, even ligabe hegdesh, that if someone will say sel azul hegdesh, so it's like miachshav lachalamed. So it doesn't become woman hegdesh ligamre. So why does he say? So why does he emphasize the word Misirei Gemura? He emphasizes the word Misirei Gemura, in other words, that the kinyan has already begun, but not. He certainly does not mean in this context that it becomes Momen Anim, because over there, by Hegdesh, it doesn't become Momen Hegdesh either until the expiration of the 30 days. But it's Kimsirek Mural Hedidome. The reason as to why it doesn't become Momen Anim, the reason as to why it doesn't become Momen Anim, and it doesn't become Momen Hegdesh, is because he explicitly said, La'achashleshim Yeim. La'achashleshim. So, Mele, it could be, the Shittes Aran could be, that even when he says, Selazul Itzdok, Stam. So it only acquires Hashem Tzedakah, and Mimele Danim get the schus. But it's not that it's not Kimsirei Gemura. It is Kimsirei Gemura. V'horaye, the Machne Ephraim says, if he says Selazuli Pleini Oni, then it becomes the moment of death Oni. But if he says Selazuli Ani, so Mimele, it cannot become Momen Sheilei Teivim through his Aknoi. Where the Torah says that Truma belongs to Shevet, that's something else. But that the person should be able to transfer that to a Momen Sheilei Teivim, that not. So it's not that there is any diminution in the kinyan. There is no diminution in the kinyan, but it cannot become Momen Sheilei Teivim. But a schus and the reason as to why it doesn't become Momen Anim, because it cannot become the property of Momen Sheilei Teivim. But it's chus every Oni acquires. So Mimele, he can use the Loshin, Kimsirei Gemura Lehedyet, because the Ran uses it in such a context where it certainly doesn't become Momen Anim. In the case of Lachalamed, still uses the Loshin Kimsirei Gemura. So Mimele here too, even though it's only that Anim have his chus to collect from it, and it doesn't become Momen Anim, but it's not that there is any diminution in the Kinyan. There is no diminution in the Kinyan. So Mimele uses the Loshin Kimsirei Gemura. Kimsirei Gemura only implies that there is no diminution in the Kinyan. But in Achaname, Momen Anim doesn't become, because it cannot become Momen Sheilei Teivim. Without the Maisa Kinyan to the Baal. Yes, what is it?
Maybe the swerve is only because of the nether effect that should stop, that it can't be closer. Not enough of the Kinyan,
but it becomes. Yeah, he says it's nether. Yeah, but the Ran mentions Amirosi Ligoveyakim Sirei Gemura Ledidon.
Nether effect also, that's why it can't be closer.
No, I mean, so it's not. From the Ran mentions Damirali Goveyakim Sire Gmur al Hedidome. So it's not because there is Bal Yachl. It's not that there is Bal Yachl, but because it's like Yachshav Lachalamed.
It's like Machshava Machava. On the contrary, you see, because on that point, there is a machlekes, we mentioned it, between the Rambam and the Ravid, when someone says, in regard to Dovah Shalibo Le'ilam, in regard to Dovah Shalibo Le'ilam, so the Rambam is that it will be Lehekdesh. So the Rambam mentions that aloche, we discussed it, in Ilchasei Rechon, and he mentioned Ilchas Mechira. And in Ilchasei Rechon, the Ravid agrees with the Rambam's deen. In Ilchas Mechira, he is chelik on the Rambam's deen. And he said that the Gainim in the Sefer Kach and the Gifer in the Sefer Kach. So what is the difference between the deen of the Rambam in Hilchas Erechon and the deen of the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira? So we said that in Hilchas Erechon, the Rambam is referenced to a case where he said, Ari Olai, Lehagdish, Devlat Shepo Zutelet, or Sheteitzi Yulenze. So it's a real lie. So then there is a chiv of neder, and the Ravid agrees with him. But in Hilchas Mechira, the Ravid himself distinguishes between the case where he says etin lani. So then it is chal, and he's mechuyev to give it when it's boleilom. If he says kol mashe yeitzip ilon ze, kol perishe yeitzip ilon ze etin lani, then he's mechuyev. But if he says kol mashi yitzi ilan ze yilanim, he's not mechuyev, because if he says etain, then it's ari lai. If he says ye, it's ari zu. So the shittes Rambam is that even ari lai includes ari zu, but the shittes Ravid is no, ari lai does not include ari zu. So the reason it's explicitly spelled out by the Ram that the only reason is why he cannot be chayze here is because Amirosei, so because Amirali Goveya is Kimsir Gmur Lehegidome. Why doesn't the Ran say? Because there is a lovable Yachel. After all, he said he was Mikabel upon himself to give that seller, or to Hegdesh, or to Zoket. The answer is he didn't say Etin Lani. He said Lachashlishim Yeim Yelani. So he made the neder of Arizu. Apparently, the Ran agrees with the Shite of the Ravid that the neder of Arizu, if it's ineffective b'teiras Arizu, it cannot be effective b'teiras Ari Olai. Not with the Shite of the Rambam. So that's why the Ran has to resort to the aloche of Amrosi L'Gavei Hakim Sirei Gmur L'Hedim. All right. Now, there is one more thing. Now, the Gro mentions the machlekes between the Rosh and the Ram in regard to Ischus, Binod Machaveri, whether we apply the aloche of Sofik Momen Lohokl or the aloche of Sfikid the Reis Lechumre. So according to the Rosh, we apply the aloche of Sofik Momen Lohokl, according to the Rambam, we apply the aloche of Sfikid the Reis Lechumre. Now, the Gro doesn't mention the Rosh Shite in Simen Kufunei. But the Rosh here, in the Piskei Rosh, so he says, V'lo yifshete, the Abaye of Yesh Yad Nizdoke, or Yad Nizdoke, V'lo yifshete, V'teiko de Reis Elechum. V'teiko de Reis Elechum. So in other words, it's like the Ramban and the Rajma. The Tzofik Zoke, so he passed Elechum. Now, the Korban Nisaneil, Esikashe, Estikashe, from what the Rosh says, in Perik Mishemes, in Bo Basre, Simon Chov Gimel, when someone was Magdish, his Nechosim to Anim, and then he died, and there is a certain Sofik in his Savoy. So the Rosh Paskins, it's a bite. So the Rosh Paskins, where it's his Sofik, so we say Sofik Momen Elikol. So there is a steer. The Kom Nisano is the Kashi. Here the Rosh says that since it's Loyif Shete, it's a Sofik, so it's Lechumre. Like the Rambam, the Rashbo. But in Perik Mishemes, where someone made its Avoye, Elanim, and there is a Sofik, whether it belongs to Anim or not, so it's Likule. So it cannot be made from the Yosh. It cannot be made from the Yosh. So there is a steer. So that Kom Nisano gives a very simple teretz. Because over there, the Rosh is referenced to the case where the Neide who gave it away to Anim, so died. and now we have to collect it from the Yosh. So in other words, the Rosh agrees with the Shita of the Ramban, the Rashba, that when someone says Selazu, it's not called the Atu Alochas. First of all, there's a moment in Aloche. Amirosil is not called Kimsirosil Hedidon. So it becomes Marani. Then there is also a Neder Dikid, a Neder Aloch, a Lisa Neder of Bal Yachol. The moment the Gedin is all, also takes effect to Neder. But there is a Nisa Neder of Bal Yachol, Kleitz, Piviase. So, and the Ran also holds that they are both halachas, but the Ran holds that the Isa Neder and the Mitzvah of Neder emanates from the momentic halacha, whereas the Ramban the Rashba hold the Isa Neder and the Mitzvah of Neder, Kolitz Pivyase, Mitzvah Sakotish Meir, are independent of the momentic halacha. So, Mimele, in case where the Neder is alive, so then it's Lechumre. So we force him, misofik, best escaping, like every Svegedreise. But when the Neder died, the Yoshim, as far as the Yoshim are concerned, there is no obligation of Neder incumbent upon them. They didn't take any Neder. So as far as the Yoshim are concerned, it's only the moment the Galoche. So as far as the moment the Galoche, so the question is, does this Nechosim belong to the Yoshim or it belongs to the Anim? So Amitz Mechavir Lavarayi. Amitz, a very simple text. All right. Now there is one. V'chein name gabi beis hakise. Da afilu im timzaleim ar zimun meil loy mehane elo mid rabonon. So in regard to the Abaye, whether Yesh Yad Bizakisei, and that itself is based upon the premise that Yesh has money to Bizakisei, because that itself was stolen in a certain Abaye. So that is based upon the premise that Yesh has money to Bizakisei. So there is another Shaila, whether Yesh Yad Bizakisei. So the Ran says, since it's lo nipshat, here it's certainly the Rabbanon. V'havelei lehan Rabbanon, v'havelei dafilu im timtzaleim ha'zimun meyil lo imhan elam the Rabbanon. V'havelei sviki the Rabbanon lekol. In other words, that and the Rosh says the same thing. Yesh yad lo bisakise, mid Rabbanon koboi, u'mikro dehoyim ha'nechal kodesh lo yadin lo bisakise atzmei. Umiboyalei yovet rabbonon hachokel eser gam yad misakise. Gam yad misakise. So in other words, beisakise itself is certainly an isa deraise to say krishme in the beisakise, because that's the iser of oy machnecho kodesh. So in a moke, in an unclean place, one is not allowed to say dovash bigdush. So that's the deraise, but Yesh zimun bisakisei. Well, it's not used as a bisakisei as yet. It was just dedicated as a set aside as a bisakisei. There, it's only midrabon. There, it's only rabbonon. So, mele in regard to the abaye, yesh yad bisakisei or not, it's a sveked rabbonon, and it is likuli, Now, there is a gemore in broches. I think it's around the chavov. So the Gemara in Brocha says that Beisakise de Parsoye, so does not have a din of a Beisakise. And one is allowed even to say Dovash Bikdushe in Beisakise de Parsoye. I once had a long discussion with Rav Henkin Zechein Lebrocha as to whether the toilets today, if it is kept in a spotless, clean state, most of the toilets, so are not in a spotless clean state, so they certainly have a din of a bisakise. But suppose it is kept in a spotless clean state, which could be kept in a spot, maintained in a spotless clean state, whether it has the status as bisakise di pasoi. Bisakise di pasoi so was constructed in such a way, in a slant, so that no tsoye or no miraglayim remain there, because it immediately went down into the sewer. They were constructed in such a way. Now, the Pesachisi of today, so are all constructed in such a way that it could always be maintained in its spotless clean state by flushing it. But there is one difference. The Pesachisi, so was constructed in the form of a slant. So Mimele, it didn't require any initiative on the part of the person who uses the Pesachisi that it should go down to the sewer immediately. But our Pesachisi, so it requires cooperation by the person who uses it. In other words, he has to press something in order to flush it. So that's the only difference between the Pesachisi of today and the Pesachisi Pasoi. I once had a long discussion with Rav Henke Zecher Lebroche whether we could say that all the Pesachisi of today, if they are kept in a spotless, clean state, so maybe the din of Pesachisi Pasoi, so you're allowed to say Tavshu. It's a very relevant challenge if you go by train, you know, and they have a toilet stool there in the roomette, as they call it. So the question is whether you can daven, you can say Kriya Shema and so on. So it is negay the child. It is not borrowed whether it is mamish like Pesachisi de Pasoi or not. But we see from that Gemara that even in Pesachisi that is used constantly. But if it is maintained in such a way that no tzeye, no miraglai, at any time remain there, and the moment tzeye or miraglai is placed, it goes down. So mimele, he does not have a din of a Pesachisi, and it's muter to say dovah shebikduche. So even though it's used, but since nothing remains there, no tzeye, no miraglai remain there, so it doesn't have a din of Pesachisi. We are allowed even to say Krishna and to daven in such a Pesachisi. So why should hazmone of a Pesachisi be mochom? So hazmone, let's say, first of all, we say hazmone lav milse, it's machlek is a bayin rob. But even if hazmone is milse, but it's not used, you don't have any tzei, you don't have any meraglaim, the Pesachisi, you just set it aside. So we have to understand. So there is no other answer except that, so this is the reason as to why the Ran and the Rosh, all the Rishayim, I mean, I don't think that there is any shita to the contrary. There couldn't be any shita to the contrary. It would be unreasonable. So they all say that even if we say Yesh Hazmon al Pesachisi, and most Rishayim pass that Yesh Hazmon al Pesachisi, because of this Abaye, because this Abaye is based upon the premise that Yesh Hazmon al Pesachisi. So that even though Yesh Hazmon al Pesachisi is only the Rabbanon, Midraise certainly not, because how could it be Midraise? Oseh, to say Dovah Shebikdushe, when a Pesachisi mamish that has been used, let's say, for 20 years, but if it is maintained in such a way, constructed, and maintained in such a way that it is always spotless clean, and that no tzeye, no miraglaim remain there at any time, so it doesn't, so it's muter Dovah Shebikdushe. So obviously, midraise, it's not as. But the question is, even Mirabonon. So how is it? So the Rabbonon answered Dovah Shebikdushe in a Pesachisi that was not in use as yet, just Huzman. So the same the Rabbonon should apply to a Pesachisi Pasoi, and Pesachisi Pasoi, it appears that there is not even Nisa the Rabbonon to say Dovah Shebikdushe. So we must say that there is one difference, because in a Pesachisi de Pasoye, so it was constructed and maintained in such a way. Apparently, we have to say that the Persians were very makpit on cleanliness, That we know from ancient history that the Persians were very matpit on cleanliness. So they were matpit also that whenever someone uses the pisakis et pasoi, that it should not become stained. Because if they hadn't been matpit on that, so then the Gemara wouldn't say that pisakis et pasoi is muter in Dorosh HaBikdush. But So pisakis et pasoi were constructed and maintained in such a way that at no time did any tzei remain there except for a split of a second. So mimele, it's not even worse than the Rabbanon. Mashinkin, when someone was mazmin a certain womb as a pisakisei, so then it's destined. Is destined to be used and be unclean. So that's why it's more chomo midrabban. That's why it's more chomo midrabban. All right. Minul anloch. Omar Rabbi, may the Rabbi Akibel in Yemalkes, Shein Eleiki. Dimkei in Neisne Rabbi Akibel Mach. So the pashtes of the Gemara is that the reason as why, according to Rabbi Akiva, when he says minul aniloch, so he's also, but he's not chayu malkes because Rabbi Akiva himself, it's not a certainty unto Rabbi Akiva. It's a sofik. He is neite, but he's not a certainty unto Rabbi Akiva. So mele malkes he cannot get. Malkes he cannot get. That's lifluk the pshat according to most of Shein. We'll see. I mean, maybe there is another pshat. May the Rabbi Akiva liyem malke Shein aleki. Dimkei neisne Rabbi Akiva mach. Why chichach lasmer? Chichach lachmer means disposed to be machmer. In other words, he's not sure 100%. Omar afpapi. Binadine minoch nikulal me lepliga diosem. Mishamtine minoch lekulal me shok. Bimai plige bimnudanil. Die Rabbi Akiva so war nicht nicht in die Tue hu, die Rabbonen Savre nicht nicht in die Schamtine hu. So, die Gemara says, Rafope says, Nadine, even the Rabbonen of Rabbi Akiva, meine den die Zosse, mi Schamtine, even Rabbi Akiva, is meine den die Zmute, in my Pflege, if he says, bin lange noch, Rabbi Akiva so war nicht nicht in die Tue hu. So, die Zosse, die Rabbonen Savre nicht nicht in die Schamtine hu. So, it's muter. Now, there is a machleket between the Ram and Tesis. According to the Ram, so when Rabbi Akiva says minudan loch is osea, so it's only minudan loch if the minudan loch is coupled with shaneich loch. Minudan loch shaneich loch, minudan loch shaneitein loch. So then it's osea. But minudan loch by itself, so it's not osea. It's not osea. According to Tesis, so minudan loch by itself, according to Rabbi Akiva is osea. All right, now, then, who pleaded Rav Chisda? So Rav Pope is chelik Rav Chisda, because Rav Pope says that even Rav Akiva is made that Mishamtim Eloch is not osea, but Rav Chisda says that according to Rav Akiva, Mishamtim Eloch is osea. Who pleaded Rav Chisda, that who gavre doma Mishamtim binichse debrei, bidbrei de Rav Yirmiye Barabi, also likami de Rav Chisda, Omalei less the chosh lehod the Rabbi Akiva. So, but according to Rabbi Akiva, so in not chayshish for Rabbi Akiva. So, but according to Rabbi Akiva, it's osir. So, because some of Mishamtana plea. Because according to Rav Popi, Rabbi Akiva will be made by Mishamtana loch, that it's not osir. Now, what is the pshat? Let's see the Ram. Omer Rabbi, made Rabbi Akiva liyem malkes, shein eleik. Meid Rabbi Akiva liyem malkes, shein eleike, do misveike hu shehoya machmiya, viloi shehoya adovo borole. Umi ushmainon diyod esname li malkes yisrabe, diloi mai meid Rabbi Akiva pshit. Nadine minor di kula alma osa, kelimar osa vleike. Because the only reason as to why is the reason of malkes is because it's not bibiru gomo, it's not a certainty. But, so, because so only minuda and loch is not a certainty, but when I didn't even know there is no machlekes, so that's a certainty. So there is a malkes also. Now didn't even know the kolam was a klimaros of leiki. ומי הוא דווקא ביום השניך לך? כי דום השמוע ליל, דבי מפרסני, מיוחלקני, ביחולון עד שיהיה עם השניך לך, ובנדין הנמד יקבסי ישו לא שינה החוקי. So why is Nadine all amede that he's osea? Because Nadine is a lotion. Is a lotion of a hoke. Nadine is from the term not, not we know. What does it mean? Moved away. So is meruchek mecho. So Nadine mecho is the same as meruchek mecho. So memele is osea. So memele, the Ran says, just as by meruchek mecho, only if it's coupled with Shanei Echeloch, because if it's not coupled with Shanei Echeloch, so it's Yodayim Shin Nechiches, so Menuda Neloch, the same thing. Gavos Yishu Losh Nechot. Misham Tin Minoch, Nikulal Mishor. Da Filo Omar Shanei Echeloch, Yisur Namaleki. Shein Zah Losh Neda, El Losh Nishamdi. So, but he said Shanei Echeloch. So what he means, some Rishenim point out, some Rishon point out the Ritva, the Nikiyesev, the Rambam, and the Riv. So they say, so Mishum et aniloch, Shaneich aloch. So he means, I have the intention, I have the disposition not to eat from you, because I have the intention of deporting towards you as if I had been a minute. So it's not that he intends to answer upon himself. He's just expressing his intention, how he's disposed to act towards the other fellow. But there is no losh nisa. Some mele, it's not us. Shein ze losh neder or losh shamde. So he even says shaneich loch. But the answer is, but he coupled that with mishumet aneloch. And what's mishumet? Mishumet is a loshin klole. So mele, it's not a loshin ed. Vahayne name, the behoof that ahu gavu edom mishamtinu mechosai amrinu pligi the Rav Chisdei. Afal gavu di mechosai, havu mechiyach kilo oma shane yichloch, still but since he said mishamtine, and that's not a loshin ed there, so mele is muta. Is muta. According to Rafop, במאי פליגה במנודה הלוך. כלי מעבור מענה משנה יחלוך. דהי לישנה דמנודה משמע הוכה ומשמע הוכה. רבקי וסובר לישנה דמדויה. כלי מעבור שאפו סו רבקי וסובר לישנה דמדויה. ורבונן סברה לישנה דשמתינה הוא. Now, שמתינה, the real ocean of שמתינה, so the first lotion is klal mutig lishore, he's muta and everything. The second lotion is no. Rafilim timtzorei mashem nadat mimlamim tam dam zeisov. So mikol mok misanoyle mashma that klal mutig lishore means he's not osa banoy, but mi osa mimlamim tam dam zeisov. That is osa. That is shitis ram. That is shitis ram. Now the Rambam shite is in regard to mechotani mechom mifrasni mechom. That even if it's not called, because when the Gemara says, Shmuel says only if it's coupled to the Shanei Echeloch, so the Shita of the Rambam is not like the Shita of the Rambam. Shita of the Rambam is like the Shita of the Yeshe, of the Yeshe Mifoshin that the Rambam mentions, that without Shanei Echeloch, he's also Oseh, but without Shanei Echeloch, he's Oseh to stand in Dal Damas. But with Shanei Echeloch, he's also Bachil. There's the Shita of the Rambam in regard to Mechakan Mucho. So the Shita of the Rambam is that Mishutani Mucho by itself is also Oseh. But what is Oseh? He's Oseh to stand in his Aladamas. So when the Gemara, so according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says Mishutani Mucho Likula Al Meshore, so it means Mishutani Mucho Likula Al Meshore is Shore Bachil. But he's also Lamed Aladamas. By minute aniloch, so there is a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim, whether he is osar nanoye or he is osar let's say nachile, if the minudanim mucho is coupled with shaneich loch, or it's not osar banoye or bachile. Whether it's osar bachile or banoye depends on another machlekes. Whether when Rabbi Akiva says that he is osar When do that imcho, whether he means minude imcho by itself, is oser, or minude coupled to ishaleichloch. If he means minude coupled to ishaleichloch, so then it means achile. If it means minude by itself, then it means anoye. But mishumetanimcho, according to the Rambam, so he's not oser. He's not oser be anoye. But he's also lamed al lames. That's the second lashon in Teisves. The first lashon, like the Rambam, the first lashon in Teisves is the lashon kolu k'min klal mimcho. So mimele, he's not osar in anything. So mishamtin mimcho. So he's klal mimcho. Because that's the lashon kolu. Now, so even according to the Rishayim, that he's also to lamid dal lameisov, then is, so the reason is because the loshin shamte is applied to someone. Loshin shamte is applied to someone who whom besdin was minade, and the aloche by nidu is that with one no one can stand in his daladames. Some mimele, according to the Rambam, true that mishamtinim loch. Likulal mishore, it means it does not have the connotation of an iseranoye, but it has the connotation of not standing in the daladames. Why does it have that connotation? Because of the aloche of nidu, that when someone is minude, some mimele, no one can stand in his daladames. All right. Now, Alme v'Rabbonon, so, Kileima, Rabbi Kivi Sova Nishin Lindu Yehudara, Kileima Sha'afu Lo Shein Richuk V'Hevder, Ki Mufras Ni Mechukani, Ki Mbamkinom V'Adobo Bindoso V'Savuso V'Rechoko, Hilka Chose, V'Rabbonon Savre, Lishnet Im Shamtehu, Shelo Shein Niyodom Lomri Al Nido Bilvar, Alme Kosova Bim Shamtane Pliye, Di Svirale, Di Taime Di Rabbi Kivi, Di Chidin Di Shove Nafshe Ba'adei, כי משומות לעשר הנויה, like המנודה, לעשר הנויה בו, שחיים פרסים מן המשומות והמנודה. Now the lotion is, שחיים פרסים מן המשומות והמנודה. It's משמע that מנודו is one thing and משומות is something else. Otherwise, it's ein הח, so the run should say, שחיים פרסים מן המשומות והמנודה. But he said, "Minam shumot ve'am nude." So it's mashma that nude is one thing, and mishumot is something else. Now there is a machlekes rishenim about that. The tour, the rosh in Mitkoten, the tour mentions that machlekes rishenim. Now the tour, all rishenim agree that nidu is one thing, chayrim is another thing. Chayrim is another thing, but some rishenim hold that there are three things. There is nidu, there is shamte, there is cherem. The shittes Rambam is that nidu and shamte that's hainach. Cherem that's something else. Cherem that's something else. Now, so the two. So apparently the ran shite is that nidu and shamte is two separate things. Every shamte has nidu, but shamte contains nidu plus something else. Just as cherem, every muchem is certainly minute, but it's more serious than ordinary nidu. Oh. Kosav Rambam, the two, in Simen Shin Lamedalet. Kosav Rambam, keitzad hanidu emrim pleini yehei bishamti, ve'arayvet kosav, she'ein emrim bishamti. So according to the Rambam, when someone is chayv nidu, just nidu, so how is Bezdin minade him? Bezdin says, plainly he bishamte, because it's hainach. So, v'arayvet kosav shein emrim bishamte he. If someone is only chayv nidu, we do not say bishamte he. Bishamte he. Shehu chomo yesem na nidu. Shehu chomo yesem nidu. Elohim abinidu ye. Elohim abinidu ye. Elohim binidu yeh v'mnira lebez lahach mirolov mipnigeid l'chatoyei emrim oru v'hayne shamte שיש בו נידו הוא כלולי. So the Shiddes Arayvet is, no, nidu is just nidu. And chamte is nidu and klole. Chirem is even more. So in other words, all the Rishenim agree that Chirem contains the element of klole. But the Machlekes Rishenim is whether nidu contains the element of klole or not. According to the Rambam, every nidu contains the element of klole. And according to the Arayvet, no, nidu does not involve klole in any way. So what is nidu according to the Ayved? Nidu means isolated from the community. And how does this isolation of a minude manifest itself? In the Iser, that no one is allowed to stand with Zaladamis. So it becomes Yibodeil, Kolashal Yuliovi, Lishleshis Ayomim, Yacham Rechushei, Yibodeil Mikal Hagoyo, Vu Yibodeil Mikal Hagoyo. Isolation. That's the essence of Nidu. And then, but it does not necessarily involve Klole. Cases in Ritkotten says that every Nidu involves Klole. Why? Because, but there is one difference, you see. In ordinary Nidu, so Klole is not mentioned, it's not spelled out. It's not spelled out. But it involves Klole anyway, because isolation, being isolated from the community, that in itself is Klole. Being isolated from the community, that in itself is Klole. But Chirem, so when Bezin is machrim someone, then Bezin spells out the Klole. So Chirem is a more serious form of Nidu. But according to the Ravid, Nidu doesn't involve Klole altogether. Just isolation. Right, so we see that the Shite of the Ram, and Teisves in Ritkotten, Shite is also that every Nidu involves Klole. So the Shite of the Ram is, like the Ravid, he says, שחיים פרשים מן המשומת והמנודה, ואין הלוכה לקיימלון כרבקיבים דאמרינון דלס דחוש לו, ואוי דקיימל הלוכה כרבקיבים חבירב, לא עם חבירוב. הילו כך נדינו ממחוש, אני איך הלוך עושה ולהיקה, נדינו בחוד שורי, מנו לנוח שאיך הלוך נע משורי, ואין צורך לאים המשמתים לנוח שאני איך הלוך. וכן פוסק הרמב״ם זל בלחי סוף, לסבור בזה דברי הרמב״ם זל, שקוסה בפרק חס מלחסים דורם. Now, that's all today, but I'll ask you to go over the Rambam, the Rambam and the Ravid and Menula Neroch. It's a very confusing, very complicated and confusing Rambam. And then there is a long case of Mishneh and several pshotim in the Rambam. The question is, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Kiva or like Rabbonon, I mean, does he agree with the Shita of the Ram that Menula Neroch, according to Rabbi Kiva, is also even when it's uncoupled or only when it's coupled, all kinds of pshotim. And the Ravid is very complicated, very obscure there. And you go over the Ram and you should go over the Simen in the tour about Nidu and Chirem. I mean, this has great bearing upon our Gemara, even though, I mean, they are discussing the dinim of Nidu and Chirem, and here we are concerned with Nidorim, but it has a great bearing. Shin Lamed Aleph. Shin Lamed Aleph. I mean, should go over. That's for Sunday. Now, all those who are in this year, the first year and the second year, so they'll have an old prine in my classroom tomorrow at 11:30, after the Chumash, at 11:30 in my classroom. The Rambam, so when the Gemara says less than Choshel Rav Chisde, that's only a limited Rav Chisde, because Rav Chisde says Bimshantine Plike, so Mimele less the Choshel Rav Chisde. Masheim came, if we pass like Rav Pope, according to Rav Pope, so the Halacha can be like Rav Chisde. All right, so this is, but the Ram Shite is that the Halacha is not like Rav Chisde, even a limited Rav Pope. ולני הלוכה לקנון כרבקי ומדמרין את לסל לחושב. ואוי דקנון הלוכה כרבקי ומחווירה, ולא עם מחוויר. הילקח, נדיל ממך שאני איכלוך עושה ולאיק. Because Nadine Loch, so clown will plead, even Draponami. Nadine Mohobil Hood, Ishoi, Minudani Loch, Shaneich Loch Namishoi. Why? Because there's the Machlekes between Rabakiv and Rabbonon. And according to the Ram, the Machlekes between Rabakiv and Rabbonon is in regard to the case where we said, Minudani Loch Shaneich Loch. If he just said Minudani Loch, then even according to Rabakiv, he's not us. And it's mashma from the Ran Shite that is not also altogether. We saw that in the Rosh and Vinzochlim Shamtin Loch Shaneich Loch that is Muta Loch. But we saw that the Rosh is still Shenis. One Losh in Teisves. Teisves is still Shenis. One Losh in Teisves is that Minudan Loch. Minudani Loch by itself is so according to the Rabbonon is not osa at all. And then the other loshin is Vafim Timtzalim Yoshinada Atme Milamid Bidalad Ameisov Mikol Mok Nisranoil Mashma. So that's like the Shittes Aramba that Mishamtin Loch that the Gemara says Likulal Mishoy, it means that if he said Mishamtin Loch, so he is not Mishamtin Loch Shaneich Loch, so he's not Osa Bachile, but Mishamtin Loch even by itself. And the same thing is Minudani Loch, according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, so he's Osa to stand al Adamas. So that's like the second washing thesis. But the Ranshite is not like that. V'chei posek Aramban Zal v'l'chei Sof, v'l'nizbor bozedi v'ra Rambam Zal, Shekosa b'firikches b'chesed dov. Now let's see the Shittes Rambam. It's very obscure, the Shittes Rambam. Now, the Rambam says as follows. First of all, in order to understand the Rambam, to have a clue what the Shittes Rambam is, so we have to take notice what the Rambam says in the Perush HaMishnah. So then we can eliminate some of the terutzim, some of the pshotim in the Rambam, by taking notice of what the Rambam says in the Perush HaMishnah. Because there is a pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam passes like the Rabbonon of Rav Akiva. But that couldn't be because the Rambam Perush HaMishnah says that Aloha is like Rav Akiva. The Rambam says, V'inyin omru chicher bozel hachnir shehoyo V'inyin omru chicher bozel hachnir shehoyo yokorev leser אבל הוא יפסיק לגמרי. ומי שאומר מנודני לך, שאני איך לך, או שניתם לך, לרב עקיבא עושה לאחר, לא, או ליתם לך. ואם עובר אין חי במלכס, לפי שהוא אין יפסיק לגמרי להסיר, אבל הוא קורא לי. All right, so then, so we see from the Pirsa Mishneh that the Rambam agrees with the sheet of the Rav, not with the sheet of Teisves, because according to Teisves, when Rav Akiva is chichach lahachno menuda loch, it means menuda neloch by itself is chichach lahachno. Without coupling it with shaneich loch, just menuda neloch. According to the Ran, so Rav Akiva is chichach lahachmir, it's only menuda neloch coupled with shaneich loch. Menuda neloch coupled with shaneich loch. So we see that from the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh that he agrees with the Shittes Ran. That Rav Akiva is chichach lahachmir in case of minuda niloch shaneich loch, not minuda niloch by itself. Then he says at the end, v'halochik Rav Akiva. At the end, v'halochik Rav Akiva. Now, this is the Rambam Perush HaMishneh. Now then, the Rambam Perik Aleph Melechos Nidorim, halochik Chov Gimel, he says as follows, ho'im el chaveirei mudarani mimcho, Mashma dovozeshel yidabirli. No, I mean, so that's the shittes Rambam. That he, even though Shmuel says it's Yudayin Shin Mechiches, so that means he's not also Bahanoye Mudanim Mechol itself, but he's also to be Midabe. Mufres Anim Mechol, Mashmoy Shal Yisov Yitnume, Miruchek Anim Mechol, Mashmoy Shal Yisov Abba Amesa, Vichayli Momalei Minuda Aniloch, Oy Nishantan Mechol. So in other words, the Shittes Rambam is that Minud Animoch, that's in line with the Rambam Shita in connection with Mudan Muchoba itself. So just as the Rambam says, in connection with Mudan Muchoba itself, that he is also to talk to him. So Minud Animoch, without Chanecheloch, according to everybody, even according to Rabbon of Rabbi Akiva, has the connotation of not standing in the Ladanus. And as far as that is concerned, so it's a Loshen Gomer, except that it has an ambiguity. So Meila, if he says, I really meant not to talk to him, not to stand in his Daladames, so it's a fact. So even though the Gemara says, Mishamtan lechol lekul alme shore, so it means mishamtan minoch lekul alme shore, that if he said mishamtan mincho shaloeich loch, so is mutabachile, not like minude animcho shaloeich loch, so according to Rabbi Akiva is also leachir, but mishamtan mincho shaloeich loch, so is mutabachile, but mishamtan mincho by itself, so has the connotation that he should not stand in his aladams. Avol imom aloi muder anim mucho shal eichloch, oi mufres anim mucho shal eichloch, oi meruch kan mucho shal eichloch, harizos alachem. Vimochal kazayis, mikol nechosov, leike mishul yachud vang. Om aloi. Halocha of Dalet. Om aloi, minudani. So this is, in Halocha of Dalet, there are so many perushim in the Rambam. But it seems that the case of Mishneh is Pshat. Now the case of Mishneh mentions a Pshat in the name of Shita Achas in the Rambam, and then he mentions his own Pshat. So the Pshat that he mentions in the name of the Shita Achas in the Rambam is a Deichak. But the case of Mishneh's own Pshat, is in harmony with the Loshna Rambam. Omalei minuda ani lochom, shalo eicheloch, eile eichile, vimochal ineleiki. So if he says v'mochal in leike, so what does it mean v'mochal in leike? In other words, that in itself implies that he passes like Rabbi Akiva. Because if he would pass like Rabbanon, so where is that pshor? If he passes like Rabbi Akiva, so we find that Rabbi Akiva says chichich la'achmir, and the Gemara says the Gemara is midayik, that it means malchus there isn't. But if he passes like Rabbanon, if he passes like Rabbanon, as one pshat in the Mishneh says, so then mehichateise that he mochal in leik. So there are two rayas that the Rambam passes Rabbi Akiva. First of all, the Rambam in Pirsha Mishneh says aloche Rabbi Akiva mehichateise. We should say that the Rambam was chazia. True, sometimes we find that the Rambam Yonah Chazoko is chazia. So if we find him, fine. But if we don't find, So it's more reasonable to assume that he's not chazir. And then the fact that he says v'mochal in leike indicates that he passes like Rabbi Akiva. So it has a reason. So omalei minudan ilcho shaloichloch eileichalei v'mochal in leike. In other words, he passes like Rabbi Akiva, and he agrees with the pshat of the Ram that according to Rabbi Akiva, so it's only minudan ilcho shaloichloch. But minudah by itself, not. Minudah by itself, not. Not like teisve shite. Not like teisve shite. That according to Rabbi Akiva, so minudah by itself is also, and then is also banoy if it's meicha teisve achile. But like the Ran shite, that Rabbi Akiva is only chichich lahachmir in the case of minudah liloch shaloich. So ein eichalei v'imochal in eleike. Omalei nadine mimcho. Here he doesn't say omalei nadine mimcho. Shaloi Chavach. He just says, Nadinimucho, Harizu Osalamis. Harizu Osis. Now, the Kesef Mishneh in the name of the Shito says that when the Ramba says, Omoli Nadinimucho, Harizu Osalamis, he also means, Omoli Nadinimucho, Sheinei Chavach. So first of all, it's a deichak. The Rambam was a big daiken. You know, he never left out the word. I mean, that it was necessary and never said an unnecessary word. So why should he? Why did he omit omalin adinim mucho shalei chaloch? So the Shita says that the Rambam is incorporating the lotion that he mentions in the Reish. So just as in the Reish he says, Omer Leib Nudan Loch Shaleich Loch, so here too, Omer Leib Nadin Mechoi means, Nadin Mechoi Shaleich Loch. But that's a Dechot. And then, if the Rambam means, Nadin Mechoi Shaleich Loch, so then the Rambam should say, Yari Zeh Osa Leachir. If he says Shaleich Loch, Meich Ateis he should be Osa Ba'anoye. So I mean, so it's a big Dechot. The pshat of the Shita in the Rambam. So the better pshat is the case of Mishneh's own pshat. That in the Reishe, the Rambam spells out Shaleich Loch. So because he agrees with the Shita of the Ram. But there is one difference between him and the Ram's pshat. According to the Ram, so even vis-a-vis Nadinim Mucho, even vis-a-vis Mandinim Mucho, so it's only if it is coupled with Shaleich Loch. Because the Rambam, the Ram says, "Ulin halochah likam lekrabakim v'damrin leis dechoshlo voidi voidi kamu halochah krabakim mechaveirov 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 hilkoch nadinim mechoshanei chelochos avleiki." But mashma nadinim mechut shore shore. So on that point, the Rambam is chilek and the Ram. He agrees with the Ram in respect to menudan, where there is a machlekes between Rabakim and Rabbonon. So even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam agrees with the Ram that it's only if he coupled that with Shaleich Loch. Shaleich Loch or Sheinich Loch, that's something else. I mean, that's told in the two Gersoyes in the Mishnah. So the Rambam's Gersoy is Sheinich Loch, all right. But in respect to Nadine, since the Gemara says, Nadine Mechot de Kula Alma Lepliga de Osea. The Kalma de Gersoy, even the Rabbonon Ameide, So even without Shaleich Loch, so it does that. So what kind of a connotation does it have? Hanoi. So that's why the Rambam says, Nadin Mochoar is also. I mean, that's the most reasonable pshat in the Rambam, of all the pshat. I mean, that's because of Mishneh's own pshat. Now, let's end. Suppose he said, Minudan Loch by itself, without Shaleich Loch, or even Mishamtinim Lecho by itself, so he's also to stand in his Aladamis. That was mentioned in Aloch Echav Gimu. So I mean, the Ran is really come dead din of the Rambam. But in Teisves, there is one Loshin like the Rambam. The second Loshin in Teisves is like the Rambam. Now let's see the Ravid. The Ravid appears just as obscure, if not more. Omer Minudan Loch, Shaleich Loch Osa Leechil. Omer Avrom, Perush Osa Leechil Be'arba Meisom. V'chein Mishamtinim Minoch, Shaleich Loch. Shaleich Loch. So what does he say? Now the question is, does the Ravid Paskin, so the Rambam, the case of Mishneh says, and it's mistaba like that, that the Rambam, that the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Akiva. First of all, the Pesha Mishnah, he says so, the Feresh. And then here he says, Vimochal in Eleike, so it's mashma like Rabbi Akiva. Otherwise, so the in Eleike is strange. All right. How about the Raive? Does he pasken like Rabbonon, or does he pasken like Rabbi Akiva? Does he pasken like Rabbi Akiva? So the Kesef Mishnah says, that the Ravid paskens like Rabbi Akiva. Because if Mishneh says, the Ravid paskens like Rabbi Akiva. And he says, also le'echel be'arba meisov. So if someone says, Medudan Shaloy Echaloch, or Shani Echaloch, so then he's also Bachile, but not Achile in every place. He's also had to eat from, if Reuven says to Shimon, Medudan Loch Shaloy Echaloch, so he's also had to eat from Shimon in his Daladamas. In Shimon Daladamas. But not in Shimon Daladamas, he's Mutalech. Peirush osa leechil be'arba ha'meiso. V'chei v'shantine minoch. Shalo yechaloch. Now, look in the... Now, the Kesemishn is pshat in the Rambam is very good, I mean, without any deichak whatsoever. And, but the is pshat in the Raivet, or umimashe kosaf Raivet, that's in the second column after a period. Umimashe kosaf Raivet. Also leechel b'dal b'dinisov, nire, dimnu de'aniloch, shalo yecheloch, shalo yecheche bo rabakir lahachmir, li'inyen leechel b'dal b'dinisovi, v'loi li'inyen leechel b'shaloi. V'loi li'inyen b'shaloi. It's not right, so he assumes that the Raivet also paskens like rabakir, eh? And that's why he said, but even according to rabakir, so when he says, Osa leachel b'arba meisov. Osa leachel b'arba meisov. So he only, in other words, so when the Raivet says, Osa leachel b'arba meisov, so because he holds that when Rabbi Akiva is checher b'zeh lahachmir, checher b'zeh lahachmir, so he means lahachmir leachel, but only Bisir Daldamiso. Where did he get Bisir Daldamiso? Now, the Rambam Shita is that if he says, Minudan Loch by itself, not coupling it with Shaleich Loch, or Mishamtin Loch by itself, not coupling it with Shaleich Loch, so then he is not allowed to stand in his Daldamis. So, Mimele, since Minuda Aniloch by itself has the connotation of not standing in Daladames, so when he couples the expression Minuda Aniloch with Shaleich Loch, so in other words, so it only limits it. But whatever Minuda, whatever connotation Minuda Aniloch has, that means not to stand in Daladames, remains. But it becomes subjected to as another limitation. Minud Aniloch by itself has the connotation not to stand in Daladamas. But if he couples it with the expression Shaleich Loch, so it means not to eat within his Daladamas. Not to eat within his Daladamas. And the same thing is true. V'chei mishamtin minoch Shaleich Loch. V'chei mishamtin minoch Shaleich Loch. So the same thing, because apparently the Raivet agrees with what the Rambam said in Halacha Chof Gimel, that if someone says Mishamtine Mimcho by itself, he's not allowed to stand in Daladames. So mainly, since Mishamtine Mimcho by itself has the connotation of not standing in Daladames, so Mishamtine Mimcho coupled with Shaneich Loch, Sheineich Loch, has the connotation of not eating in his Daladamas. Of not eating Daladamas. So then the question arises, but the Gemara says in so many words, Bishantin minoch likulal meshore. So the Kesavishni is forced to say that the Raivet doesn't pasken like Rav Pape. The Raivet paskens like Rav Chisdi. Like Rav Chisdi. Because Rav Chisdi says Bimshamtina plige. Bimshamtina plige. And he still passes like Rav Akiva. Even though Rav Chisdi himself says less the choshlot Rav Akiva, so on that point he doesn't pass like Rav Chisdi. So for the same reason that the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Akiva, even though Rav Chisda said, less the choshel of Rav Akiva. So the Nisikeirim say that the Rambam Shita is, in view of the fact that Abaye says, Meide Rav Akiva liyemalke shein reike. So it's a raya that Aloch is like Rav Akiva. Otherwise, if Abaye felt that Aloch is not like Rav Akiva, why does he have to discuss whether there is Malkes or there is no Malkes? So Meile, that means that Abaye holds that the Halocha is like Rav Akiva. So since Abaye is really come Rav Chisda in regard to the question as to whether the Halocha is like Rav Akiva or not, so he passes like Abaye, he's a Basroi. But then, on the other machlekes, even though Rav Popi is also a Basroi vis-a-vis Rav Chisda, but they are repastens like Rav Chisda.